And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world, one sound bite at a time. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it, same number for both. Ron from Huntsville heard me talking about your Eagles a while ago. He says, speaking about Eagles, I saw a video the other day where a crow was on the back of an eagle while in flight. Okay, this is random. A crow was on the back of an eagle while in flight. In order to discard the crow, the eagle increased the elevation until the oxygen level got too low for the crow and he fell off. Eagles are awesome. Yeah, they can fly higher than almost any bird on Earth. I want to say they can go up to 10,000 feet or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's amazing. There's Badger's text. Badger from Athens, you did indeed send me that, Paul Harvey. That's why I put it on my list, brother. And thank you for the heads up on that. John from Huntsville says, oh, Phil, awesome monologue. Happy hump day to you and the big rig. Thank you, brother. You too. John from Harvest says, Phil, nice monologue. Paul Harvey was a national treasure. Yes, he was, sir. Said, I really enjoyed listening to him, especially his rest of the story. Today, I think Mike Rowe is carrying on Harvey's tradition of common sense and non-woke everyday wisdom. I would agree. Mike Rowe is. And Mike Rowe's got the voice for it, too. Just like, I don't know, something when he says it is like, I don't think I can argue because it just sounded so good. So anyway, I'd love to meet Mike Rowe and get him on the show one day. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, many people will disagree with me on this one, but when this country was founded, only people with property were allowed to vote because they had skin in the game. And if they wanted something, they were going to be the ones who paid for it. But since we started letting everyone vote, they vote to take someone else's money to give it to them because that's human nature to get something for nothing. And that's what led us to where we are today. Politicians buy in votes, overspending and undertaxing. And yes, the chickens will come home to roost and then you will be on your own. Brother Jeff, I don't know that I have anything to argue with there. I'm not going to, advocate for taking away anybody's vote, but I do agree with you that, that there's a whole lot of folks out there that want something for nothing, but we have a constitutional right to vote, brother. So that's what's going to happen. All right, listen, it's going to be a great segment here. We're going to start this thing off in a minute. And I'll tell you too, part of my, desire to do this is, I haven't really touched on it yet, but I'm assuming that most of y'all saw the story about Joe Biden's uncle being eaten by cannibals. This is the nuttiest thing. And I wouldn't you just hate to be his communications director? I mean, can you imagine? Every single day you wait with bated breath just to see what he's going to say that you have to go back and crawfish and backtrack on and figure out how to explain. And then Karine Jean-Pierre, she's just given up. I mean, first of all, I don't care for her anyway. I think she's very unprofessional. But you can just tell sometimes, like the other day when Ducey from Fox News tried to ask her about this cannibal thing, which I'll get into in a minute. He's asking her about it, and she's like, look, we're not going to go down that road. He's like, well, the president said it. Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. I mean, the heck, man? So yeah, if you didn't see it, for reasons that we cannot understand, then again, maybe we can understand. But anyway, for reasons that make no sense, well, maybe it makes sense. Anyway, because he just did, Joe Biden was speaking to the United Steelworkers. And out of the blue, he just begins to talk about his uncle, Uncle Bozy, whose real name, I believe, was Ambrose Finnegan. Uncle Ambrose Finnegan was in a plane in World War II, and the president says he got shot down over New Guinea in the Pacific at a time when there were cannibals, and he got eaten. And the audience is just standing there going, huh, what are we doing? I thought we were going to talk about, like, unions and stuff and policy. And
I feel like that's all, like, how every one of his press conferences
just
go.
He just wandered off into cannibalism.
People are just like, what is he doing?
I don't know, man. But so, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I look at his press conferences, and like I said, if I were Karine Jean-Pierre, I'd be in the wings of every press conference, holding my face, thinking, what am I going to have to do today? But he did. We'll kick in here in a minute. We'll pick up with Uncle Bozy getting eaten by cannibals, and then I've got an audio track for you that is a hoot. I don't know who put this thing together, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, we're ripping it straight off of Twitter and playing it for you on TV or on radio. Joe Biden with everywhere he says he's been raised. Everywhere. Like all God's children raised Joe Biden. It's nuts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Who is he today? I don't know. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. During the break, I was just I was learning Big Rig on some 80s rock.
Billy Squire.
We're still doing the Billy Squire conversation from yesterday.
Yeah, The Stroke is the one that I've heard before, and I like that one.
That'll do you right. You said it was in somebody's movie. I forgot who you said.
One of Adam Sandler's movies. Like, I can't remember if it was Happy Gilmore yeah. or Billy Madison.
Anyway, old dude killed his career.
Yeah.
Put on a pink tank top and frolicked around the room and played on satin sheets, and his career went through the tank.
That song wasn't even that good either. It didn't sound
no, the one that the video was about? Yeah, no, yeah. It wasn't. All right, hey, listen, we're going to jump on in here. Oh, I got one text. Let me grab that real quick. JT, Lacey Springs, what you saying? He goes, oh, he says, that's nice. He says, hey, Phil, you and Paul Harvey have a similar talent of putting the listener in the place you're speaking of. May I suggest a Paul Harvey week in the future? Man, JT, I am honored by that. I do not put myself near the same category as the man, the legend, Paul Harvey, but thank you. That's not a bad idea. Paul, I did a movie week, I think before you got here, Big Rig, I did 1 week where my monologue every single day took a movie and created a lesson out of it. Maybe we do a Paul Harvey week.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah.
All right. I am back into Dipper number one. Who is he today? Okay. So Joe Biden. You all know, I mean, he's just lying Joe Biden sometimes. You look at it and think, what possesses you to say some of the things you say? Now, sometimes it's gaffes. He's so gaffe-prone. Like the time when he looked down and said, he was giving a speech at a church, I think, and he looked down and he saw, remember the audience he was talking about, and he goes, come on, man, stand up. Get on up here. Oh, I'm so sorry. He was in a wheelchair. He's like telling the guy to stand up for everybody. And you're thinking, if you're going to talk about the guy, you might want to know something about him, like maybe he's wheelchair bound. And then there was the one where he was asking, now where's so-and-so? Where is so-and-so? Oh, she died. I'm so sorry. God rest her soul. And this is Joe Biden. People like kind of shuck it off because that's the way he is. Well, now he's president. It's a little different. You're not a member of the crowd. You're not one of the many in the Senate. I mean, there's 100 members of the Senate, right? See, you're not just one of the crowd now. You can't just say that thing and people go, it's old Joe. It's just Joe. No. Now you're the president of the United States. You're the leader of the free world, allegedly. And when you say stuff, it kind of matters. Like the other day when he up and said, out of the blue, and we don't know why, Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals. I don't understand this. What relevance did this have to anything? Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals. So there's all kinds of sources for this, but I pulled this off Daily Wire. Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape slammed President Joe Biden for suggesting recently that his uncle was killed by cannibals in his country. So he's not only telling stuff that no one can figure out why he's telling it, that has no basis in reality. That seems like the ramblings of an old man who's lost track of where he is and what he's supposed to be saying. But now he's also offending the actual president of New Guinea, who's like, wait a minute, that's my peoples. You can't be saying that stuff.
I mean, did his uncle really get eaten by cannibals?
Okay, so here's the deal. Uncle Ambrose Finnegan, right?
Yeah.
Ambrose Finnegan, second lieutenant, the 5th Air Force during the war, God rest his soul. He went missing in May of 1944. Biden says this, he got shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because there used to be, there was a lot of cannibals, for real. All right, here's a clue. Biden should not play poker because he has tells. If he says for real or no joke, that means it's not real or it's a joke. Just saying.
Yeah.
So he says, there were a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea. He just stood there telling the story and everybody's like, what's up? What are we talking about here? So Marape, the president of New Guinea, said that appears to imply his uncle was eaten by cannibals in his country and he didn't care for it at all. Says Biden's comments about the disappearance of his uncle do not align. You ready for this? You were asking. Do not align with the official government records about the crash, which suggests the plane went down due to a mechanical failure and that three of the men on board drowned. Here's the quote. For unknown reasons, this plane was forced to ditch in the ocean off the north coast of Guinea, says a U.S. military report. Both engines failed at low altitude. The aircraft's nose hit the water hard. Three men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and they were lost in the crash. One crew member survived, and he was rescued by a passing barge. An aerial search the next day found no trace of the missing aircraft. Biden says, though, that it crashed on New Guinea as a result of enemy action, and that when he was there, this is what he said. He goes, he got shot down in an area where there's a lot of cannibals, and they never recovered his body. But the government went back, and when I went down there, he says, this is him talking, when I went down there and they checked and found some parts of the plane. Where does this stuff come from? So the question really is, who is he today? I mean, like that right there. Was that lies or fumblings or just senile ramblings? None of that's good. Doesn't matter which one it is.
Yeah, it could be either.
Yeah, all the above. Yeah. But White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is like giving up on this. She doesn't know what to do. She was pressed on it and goes, look, he takes this very seriously. His uncle served and protected his country, and that should matter. Okay, why'd he say he got eaten by cannibals? Why'd he say they found parts of the plane when they didn't?
It's a cool story.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was a cool story. Trying to make his audience identify with him somehow. All right, I got an audio clip, though. You got that clip for me, bud? I got an audio clip. So somebody did this. Biden's habit is to constantly try to find a way to identify with his audience, which is, by the way, a clear indication of an insecurity. There's nothing wrong with, like, if you're a veteran, you're speaking to a veterans group going, I want to thank you for your service. And, you know, when I was in, this is what I did. I get that. But you can't possibly do the things he does and it be because it's necessary. He's the president of the United States. He was a senator for 40 years. He was the vice president before he was president. He doesn't have to go and identify with anybody. And I don't mean like be ostentatious, but what I'm saying is he's willing to lie to try and get people to like him. That's where we are. He's willing to say stuff that has no bearing in reality just to get people to like him, because apparently he has an insatiable need to be liked. So my question for you is, who is he today? And I don't think he even knows. So I got this audio clip somebody put together of all the different places that Bill Biden says he was raised. Hit it, bud.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I raised in synagogues in my state.
Everyone in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious, my name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hard-working people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
Hit some applause on that, man. That is, I don't know who did that. I wish I could credit them for it. But that's what we're dealing with as a president. Who is he today? He doesn't know. What we do know is this. He is someone with an insatiable need to have other people like him, that he'll say whatever is necessary at the time to be liked.
Yeah. My favorite part where he was like, I was self-conscious when I was the only person that didn't have the last name with SKI or whatever. Yeah, and then the next one was like, yeah, I was self-conscious because I didn't, you know, my last name didn't end in an O.
My favorite one was, I'm Joe Bidenopoulos. So listen, why would that be? Why would that be a thing? And why would we have someone in the office of the presidency who lacks so much self-awareness that he doesn't remember when he's already said something before and then contradicts himself later or says things over and over and over again just to be liked? And you look at it and go, dude, you have problems. But here's the thing. The fact that he has problems is now our problem. He's in that office. Can't do a thing about it. You know, I was all for the idea of him not being sworn in when that first, and I was like, oh my gosh, we can't have this happen. We're so far beyond that. I mean, now we're just to the point, we got to beat him. Got to beat him. Because we're dealing with a guy right now who holds the nuclear codes and who makes the policies and signs off on the executive orders and deals with heads of state and does things that affect you and I every single day. And he does not even know who he is. He has no identity. His identity is wrapped up in being an elected official. Should he leave office this fall, I don't think he'll know what to do with himself. I mean, think about it. You're in your 80s and you're still wanting to run for re-election. Why is that? Because you have no life outside of being an elected official. And you'll get up there on the stand. And whatever audience you're talking to, you'll tell them something. And it won't be true just to get them to like you because you have an insatiable need to be elected and liked. That's what we're dealing with. Who is he today? I don't know. When we get back from this break, though, I'm going to tell you how that kind of an attitude, that mentality, that insecurity, how that bleeds over into the establishment of policy. Things that you and I have to deal with now. Like, what does he feel about his faith? What does he feel about, oh, by the way, women? And what does he think about, I don't know, taking care of our military? I mean, I look at it and go, my gosh, man, find your position and stand on it, for God's sake. And he can't do it. He can't do it. You know why? Because he doesn't know who he is. Joe Bidenopoulos. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are on a tear. You guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Yeah, I got a meme here from, who sent me this? Was it Marshall in Dubai, I think? Yeah, that's hilarious about Uncle Bozy getting eaten. And yeah, they said, the one guy says, I had his liver and spleen served with fava beans and a bottle of Chianti or Chianti. Okay, whatever. That's kind of gross, really. I got a call real quick. I will take it. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, bud?
Doing okay. But on your comment on the cannibalism, they did not eat him fully because they said he tastes bad.
I'm sure that is possibly true. A little tough, a little undercooked, but...
Overrated.
Is that overrated? Is that your comment?
No, that wasn't my comment. Oh. No, sir. My comment was specifically about you mentioned that Biden being the chief owner of the nuclear codes.
Yeah.
Isn't that even another reason that we should not vacate the Speaker of the House position until after January 22nd?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean... Okay, yeah, serious note there. Yes, you are correct. And that is absolutely not something that we should do right now in this time, regardless, in my opinion. But certainly not with that in mind, especially with, you know, it was Biden and then it goes to Kamala and then it goes, you know, the speaker's what, number five in line? Is that where he is? It would be a mess. Do what? Is he third? Maybe. I need to look it up, but either way, you're right.
Well, to lighten it up, thank Badger and all of you for the monologue with Paul Harvey, and it lightened it up with the rest of the story, and you all have a blessed day.
Good deal. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you, man. I tell you what, let me just go ahead and take this time to catch up on some text messages. And we're in this segment right now called Who Is He Today? And I got some stuff here in a minute that whether we get to it now or immediately at the top of the hour, either way, it's a clear indication that what we got right now is a president who not only is insecure and doesn't know exactly what his personal identity is, but it bleeds over into the way he makes policy because he's so intent upon trying to split, split himself down the middle so that people can't tell which way he stands on, that he stands on nothing. I mean, if you stand for everything, that means you technically stand for nothing. And that's where we are with Biden. Bob from Athens says, I wonder if New Guinea had anti-aircraft missiles in 1944. I don't know the answer to that, Bob, but I doubt it. Mark from Red Bay says, as Steve Martin said in the movie The Jerk, I was born a poor black child. That's a classic movie. And at some point, I'll tell y'all the story of what I did with that line from the movie The Jerk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now you're going to make me tell it. Okay, I'll tell it later.
Okay.
I'll tell it later. Let's just say that it was... Have I told it on the air before? I don't know if I have. Mark from Red Bay, thank you for reminding me. I got a story to tell about that at some point. Cameron from Decatur says, goodness knows I don't like this current administration, but I have to keep reminding myself to pray for the president and this administration to become saved and to rule justly and righteously. Whether or not it happens is irrelevant. Cameron, you are correct, man. That is our role. But our role is also to vote. I think God gave us the fact that we have a constitutional right to vote. So I'm encouraging folks, pray for him and then pray for another to take his place. Dustin from Hillsboro, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
What is that from?
I've forgotten where the quote is from. But
that's hilarious.
It's who was it? What was the actress's name who starred in... I can see her face, but I can't think of her name because I'm trying to. Right now, she starred with Burt Reynolds in Smokey and the Bandit, Sally Field. She won an Oscar, and she got up there, and her speech started with, you like me.
Oh, yeah.
You really like me. And I thought, what a stupid way to start your speech. Jeff from Indiana, giving us some indications there that it might be a technical glitch going on up there in Huntsville, man, if you check on that. He says, Phil, I think that Joe Biden should become a Hollywood actor after his presidency. He'd be a natural in the remake of the movie Liar Liar, where Jim Carrey's character cannot tell a lie even though he tries hard to. In the remake, Joe Biden would have no lines. Dustin from Hillsboro said, it came from Stuart Smalley. Thank you very much. Appreciate you, Dustin. Teresa from Town Creek sends me a meme. What do you got, Teresa? Oh, it's Joe Biden on a megaphone saying, I was there to greet Christopher Columbus when his plane landed on the east coast of California in the year 27B. He gave me a hula hoop.
No joke.
No joke. I'm not kidding, man. At this point, we've now had Harris from Athens, Steve from Huntsville, and Dustin from Hillsboro all chiming in to tell me Stuart Smiley from Saturday Night Live is the one who said the whole thing about I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. All right, we're coming right back with Who Is He Today? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. Don't forget, coming up here, bottom of the hour, our friend Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty will be on the line with us talking about some latest developments, to include the fact that liberals literally went to the Madison County Commission today, to malign Moms for Liberty. You can go figure. By the way, I got a text from change of subject, but it's a serious text, so I just want to read it out. Raven from Russellville texted in, says, Colonel, I laid my father to rest yesterday. Just wanted to say there was a lot of comfort in knowing that you, your lovely wife, and the Right Side family was and are praying for me. Much love and blessings to all the Right Side family. Respectful salute rendered, Raven. Raven, we just continue to bless you, man. And I pray that all went well. And been there. Blessings on you. Going back to the news real quick, I will tell you there's breaking news right now. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is actually at Columbia University today giving a speech outdoors on the steps of one of their major buildings after he apparently met with Jewish students because of all the threats they've been facing there on campus. We got major outbreaks of protests on the University of Texas at Austin today. But Speaker Johnson is not playing, and he and other members of the Republican caucus are actually at Columbia University. If I get a chance to see what his speech content contained, I can imagine what it was. In support of Israel, in support of Jewish students, and talking about what's happening is unseemly and needs to stop. But we'll update you on that as the show goes on, if we get a chance to. Anyway, who is Joe Biden? It's a fair question. He's friggin' president of the United States. I mean, so that's all right. So title alone, he's the president of the United States. He's the commander in chief. And I respect the office. I do. We can poke fun all we want to at the man. At some point, though, I still go back to that scene from Band of Brothers where he looks over at Captain Sobel, Dick Winters did, and said, "Captain Sobel, you salute the rank, not the man." So, yes, if the president was to walk in right now, I would call him Mr. President. And I would treat him with respect, and I would shake his hand. But I'll be honest with you, he's also a public figure, and the laws of this land say that a public figure is subject to public scrutiny and subject to the public discourse, period. That being said, who is Joe Biden? And I'll just be honest with you, man, I look at all the stuff which we can laugh about, Uncle Bosie being eaten by cannibals, and all the different things that he said in that video we played for you, that audio clip of him claiming to be raised by this, raised by that, raised here, raised by them, all God's children, raised Joe Biden. It's obvious he does not know who he is. It's obvious that he is so intent upon being liked and his identity is so wrapped up in being a liked and electable official that he would not know what to do. I think he would wither on the vine if he were not an elected official today. When you're almost 82 years old and you claim to be running for re-election, when it's obvious that you don't have all your faculties, you have to look at it and go, apparently you don't enjoy having grandkids. Apparently you don't enjoy having that beach house, although he does go to it every weekend. Apparently you don't ever want to drive your green Corvette again. You don't have a life because you don't have an identity, because you're insecure, because you don't know who you are. How about this? It bleeds over into the things he says and does. So this past weekend, President Joe Biden, who refers to himself as a devout Catholic, and I'm not going to question that he believes that he is, but I will tell you this, I don't think he understands his own faith. He frequently attends Mass, but what he did this past weekend in Florida has ticked off Catholic officials. Story here from Red State. Joe Biden flew down to Florida to do an abortion rally. It's because that's necessary. We gotta go to a red state and have an abortion rally. Tell them why we're going to make sure they can kill their babies on demand. But he stood up there, and for reasons, again, I don't understand why he would do this. He stood up there, and he made the sign of the cross, because he's a devout Catholic, allegedly. He made the sign of the cross while talking about abortion, which is absolutely opposed by the Catholic Church. So a group called Catholic Vote reported that Biden made the sign of the cross while promoting abortion and while criticizing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Catholic Vote calls the actions vile and said that Biden could not invoke God and promote death at the same time. They said he was either senile, naive, or indifferent to his own foundational beliefs. Here's their statement. Biden's decision to make a sign of the cross in support of abortion extremism is a despicable charade that attempts to co-opt a sacred practice in support of his new abortion religion. His gesture openly mocks the Christian belief in the sanctity of life. There is no divine support for destroying the lives of innocent children, and he should know better. Biden's gesture suggests that he is either terribly naive or senile or just callously indifferent to the foundational beliefs of millions of Christians in America. So that's, again, a clear indication he just desperately needs to identify. I'm a devout Catholic. Watch me. I'll make the sign of the cross. I'm for abortion. I'll make the sign of the cross while I'm talking about abortion, because I can do both at the same time. Again, if you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing. How about the situation I just talked about a minute ago, the protests on college campuses? How about his statement on that? Because I've been wondering, what's he going to say? When's he going to say it? How's he going to say it? Listen, if you come out with a condemnation of something and then you add a but, then it really wasn't a condemnation. You know what I'm saying? President Joe Biden, according to Politico. Phil, did you go to Politico? I did. President Joe Biden, according to Politico, on Monday, gave his first public remarks on anti-Israel protests in the roiling of college campuses. But in condemning the actions of demonstrators who he deemed anti-Semitic, Biden also chastised those who don't empathize with the suffering of Gaza. I need to have it both ways. What am I going to do? I got to please everybody. How do I please everybody? I don't know. What do I do? So he said, telling reporters on his way back from a Earth Day celebration, I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. Sure, you set up a program. But I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. That wasn't necessary, Mr. Biden. You either condemn it or you don't. You can't condemn it and then go rescue it at the same time. You don't condemn it and then say, but I don't want them to feel bad about what I said, so let me just say something else nice so everybody will like me. Do you like me now? Is it all good? You like me. You really like me. Asking a second question about whether Columbia University's president should resign, Biden said, I don't know. I got to find out more about that. You're the president of the United States. You have the biggest fact-finding staff in the world. And you don't know about that. Who are you today, sir? How about this? Where's Joe Biden on women? What does he think about women? How does he feel about women? Does he support women? How about this? Here's his own statement. March the 8th of this year, statement by President Joe Biden on International Women's Day. Here we go. Brace yourselves. Today, we recognize the courage and the contributions of women and girls around the world and renew our enduring commitment to protect their rights, lift their voices, and ensure they have the opportunity to reach their full potential. Ugh, I'm going to gag on this in a minute. He said, this is both a moral and a strategic imperative. Societies, including our own, do better when women participate and have equal opportunities. Put simply, the status of women and girls and the stability and security of the nations are inextricably linked. That's why fighting to eliminate barriers to women's full participation has been a central part of my life's work and a key focus of my administration from day one. That's why, you ready? My administration has elevated gender equity and equality across our foreign policy. Huh. Wait a minute. Equity and equality. But I thought equity meant everybody gets something, but equality meant everybody has an opportunity to get something. All right. Yeah. We're doing both. Oh, are you really? And yet, despite that support for women, 1 month later, this happened. Fox News, April 19th. The Biden administration unveiled new rules aimed at safeguarding the LGBTQ plus students and changing the ways in which sexual harassment assault claims are adjudicated. Under the new rules, sex discrimination based on gender identity as well as sexual orientation, a school must not separate or treat people differently based on sex. Some critics say the change will now allow locker rooms and bathrooms to be based on gender identity. Riley Gaines came out and said, with this new Title IX rewrite, the Biden administration is unilaterally erasing 50 years of equal opportunity law for women. But I thought he was for women's equality. And then the Independent Women's Forum group came out and said, the Biden administration has now stripped away protections for women. And those are women, by the way, saying that. But I thought he was for women. Well, he is. Even the ones who aren't really women. He's for them too, because he needs to be liked. And he's going to keep one foot in both sides of the camp at all times because he's got this enduring need to just be liked. I'll tell you what, I got one more. I'll just take it before I go to the break and I'll do that. We'll wrap this segment up. How about our military? How about our military? You know how I feel. Remember back in December of 2022? Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin pushed Congress to keep the vaccine mandates as a non-negotiable thing, but Republicans appear to have successfully negotiated an end. FoxNews.com. Statement from John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesperson. We continue to believe that repealing the vaccine is a mistake. Never mind the fact, by the way, that it was a religious accommodation, an actual constitutional right, a liberty, if you will, that soldiers were asking for. Fast forward, July 2023. President Joe Biden is being criticized for comments he made on the U.S. military's readiness when discussing shipping cluster munitions to Ukraine. He said the Ukrainians are running low on ammunition and then confirmed that because of their shipping the goods over there to the Ukrainians that now America's also running low. So he is willing to do whatever it takes to please somebody else and to make sure they have what they need. Doesn't really care about whether or not the troops are in good position or their readiness is degraded. And then on top of that, doesn't even really care whether they have a constitutional right. Does he care? I don't know, man. I don't know. All I know is he's the guy holding the office for now, and he obviously is insecure, and it just bleeds out into everything you and I get to deal with. Okay, it's enough of that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. I'm sitting here in the studio checking out some text messages. Frank from Huntsville says, I'll tell you who he is. He's a laughing stock to the rest of the leaders around the world. I can't help but wonder, man. I cannot help but wonder. Steve from Huntsville says, later to become a real member of the government. No joke. Yeah, Al Franken. Yeah, that's right. Stuart Smalley, who did run for office and was successfully elected. Al Franken, who then had to step down. Bruce from Hazel Green says, I believe once he leaves office at the end of this term, he'll pass away within 6 months. Bruce, I'm not going to be a bit surprised because, like I said, I don't know Joe Biden personally. Let's just caveat by saying I'm not a psychologist, although I have worked in the counseling field. I am not, I have not had the opportunity to do actual psychoanalysis of him. But I'll just tell you, from an outsider looking in, I see somebody who's super insecure, and I think his identity is so vested in being an elected official that I agree with you, Bruce. I think if he leaves office, he'll wither on the vine. I think he'll be gone within 6 months. Chris from Gadsden said the president cannot drive his own Corvette because it's full of confidential documents that he was not authorized to have. And he can't spend time with his grandchildren because he doesn't want to acknowledge all of them. Wow. Chris laying it on thick. Yeah, I see it, brother. You're right. Devin from Brownsboro says, well, it seems Joe Biden has upset the Catholics and the Christians. About the only group who doesn't seem upset by his actions are those of the Muslim region. What's your philosophy? Devin, I would agree with you, man. He's doing all he can to just appease whoever the most radical members of his base are. And right now, they are among them. And then one more, and I'll make a quick announcement. John from Harvest says, Grandpa Joe makes up so much stuff, I sometimes wonder what is the color of sky where he is. I agree. Joe, what exactly is the color of the sky in your world? Well, today, I tell you, I was raised by people who had pink skies. All right, just a minute ago, Devin from Brownsboro, when he texted in, he ended by saying, what is your philosophy? So just so you know, just a reminder, brand spanking new podcast hit the airwaves this week as a part of Right Side Media, which is the parent company of Right Side Radio. We do a lot of things now. We have the radio show 3 hours a day. We have the podcasted version of the radio show, which is like getting all kinds of hits. We have the written op-ed that gets published in news outlets all over the state every week. And then just this week, we rolled out our very first ever video podcast. So it's called The Right Philosophy, and it's me at my house giving you my thoughts on some things. And we just uploaded a new one today. So yeah, we had three that rolled out with a press release on Monday of this week, and lo and behold, the number four is already up as of 11 o'clock today. So I checked it. It's there. I would encourage you to check it out. You can find it at rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, our website that has all the stuff on it, all the stuff, to include the new video podcast, The Right Philosophy. Please go check it out and let me know what you think. I would appreciate that very much. Marcus from Huntsville says, politicians and diapers are changed frequently for the same reason. Says, right now, this administration is so full of it that somebody's going to have to call CPS. LOL. My gosh. There you go. Marcus, you just laid it on thick for us, brother. All right. Coming up here in a minute, we're going to switch gears and jump on into, I'm going to wind up just calling it home fries next. I got a segment on military minded that we'll just see if we can get to it today. But coming up next, I'm going to call an audible and we're going to be bringing on Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, followed soon thereafter by Scott Buttram who's going to be talking about several things that are happening in and around and amongst us, because you know the deal, y'all. We can talk about Biden up in D.C. and what's happening with protests on college campuses in Columbia and New York City. We can talk about things that are happening on the international foreign policy stage. But by golly, sometimes what happens right here in your own hometown or your own state capital can have as much or more of an impact on you than anything else. So yes, indeedy. Coming right back, we'll be cooking up a batch of home fries, starting off with our friend Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, who, by the way, we got word today, and then we got the audio today, that Moms for Liberty had some of its haters at the Madison County Commission today. And that's what they basically did, was they focused on they can't talk about, like, okay, why do you want to have nasty books in the kids section of the library? Huh. Well, it's because you hate Moms for Liberty? That's why? What's that got to do with anything? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.